Thanks for contacting customer support. How may I assist you?
I'd like to know what company this is.
This is a third-party customer service agency. We work with over 100 different companies and products. I can pull up an account and see who you have an account with.
Okay.
May I have your zip
code?
May I have your zip code?
Yes, it is 30741.
Your first and last name?
It's Ellen Stapp.
Can you spell your last name?
S-T-A-P-P. P as in Paul.
Yes, ma'am, I have an account here. Can you verify the email address on this account?
I don't know what it is. That's the thing. I have a charge on my credit card that I have no idea what it is.
I understand your frustration, but you hollering and yelling at me, ma'am, is not going to get your account taken care of. Can you verify
this? Is.
This is a
third-party
customer service agency, ma'am.
You might be, but who is this for?
I wouldn't know, ma'am, until I look into your account that you're refusing to verify.
I don't have account that I know.
Okay,
of,
ma'am, can
I don't
you
know what it is?
Can you verify the email address that we have on file for this account, and I will tell you if this is an account.
I don't know if I knew what the account was, I could tell you what the email address is.
Is your address 99 Meadowview Drive?
Yes, that is my address.
Well, ma'am, can you just give me your email address so I can tell you if this is the email we have on file tonight?
Okay, the email that I use is ssphoto5@aol.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's the email that we use to activate this account. Now let me look into it for you. Yes, ma'am, I see back on April the 14th, you enrolled in a sweepstakes contest to win an item, a Bice hood mixer. You enter a sweepstakes to win a mixer back in April.
They told me that it was a $2 mixer. Did not say anything about being $59.89. I want you to terminate this.
Did you read those terms and conditions that you checked the box?
I didn't check any
you,
box.
I'm looking at it, ma'am. You checked the box, but did you read the two-page terms and conditions? Because in these conditions, it's stated.
I thought that I did. I want this terminated. Whatever it is, I want it terminated. I
yes,
do not
ma'am.
Want a recurring charge on my card.
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on it, and I'm also trying to explain so you would never make this mistake again.
I will never do this again. You're right. I won't.
What happened
I
was...
I should have known up front it was a scam.
What happened was you checked the box without reading the terms and conditions. Usually the shipping and handling fee is anywhere from $30 to $40. What they did was someone, you seen something that you like, they told you to do a raffle entry and that they will give you a discounted rate on the shipping and handling fee. And that's what you did. You signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer to get a discount on the shipping and handling. And you agreed to the terms and conditions without reading them.
I didn't even get a mixer. So this is stupid.
No, ma'am. You entered a sweepstakes to win a mixer.
No. I entered something that said, congratulations, you won. Click this to fill out your shipping information. That's what I did.
Let's say me and you are sitting watching TV and a commercial come up and say you won and it's a BMW car. We know me and you didn't win that just because we seen you won. So what happened was you agreed to the terms and conditions.
It wasn't supposed to be a sweepstakes. It was supposed to be you got this for this price. That's what everybody said. It was, should have known it was a scam. Please make sure it doesn't happen to my card again. Because I'm over this crap. I may have to pay this, but I can guarantee you I will never pay another one.
Yes, ma'am, I have you unsubscribed out of this sweepstakes.
Because that is nothing but a fraud and a scam.
Would you like a cancellation code?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 920-574-060. That's C as in Charlie, 920-574-060. 060.
Thank you.
You're welcome.